This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. More than 535,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally, approximately 130,000 of them in the United States. In the United States, cases approach 3 million. It's the highest tally in the world and double the infections reported in the second most affected country, Brazil. Case numbers are rising in 39 U.S. states, according to a Reuters analysis. 16 states have posted new record daily case counts this month, including Florida, which confirmed a record high of 11,000 in a single day. That's more than any European country reported in a single day at the height of the crisis there. As health experts caution the public not to gather in crowds to celebrate Independence Day over the weekend, U.S. President Donald Trump asserted without evidence that 99% of U.S. coronavirus cases were, in his words, totally harmless. Australian officials say they will effectively seal off the state of Victoria from the rest of the country after it announces a record 127 new cases as the virus spreads through Australia's second city of Melbourne. Meanwhile, in the Balkans, Kosovo's government reimposed nightly curfews in the capital, Pristina, and three other towns in a bid to curb an increase of coronavirus infections. The number of coronavirus cases in Qatar exceeded 100,000 on Monday. With a population of about 2.7 million people, the energy-rich Gulf state has one of the world's highest per capita numbers of confirmed cases. And India's infection numbers keep rising. Officials say it is not expected to peak for several more weeks, and experts predict they will pass the 1 million figure this month. India is the third worst affected country globally. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.